We have light rain and 66 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. So far, we picked up 1/100th of an inch of precipitation that fell early this morning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports a teenager has escaped from the Clarinda Academy juvenile holding facility in Clarinda. Brothers said in a news release at around 4:10 a.m., a black female matching the description of Clarinda Academy escapee, 16-year-old Mariah Malik Thomas, had stopped at the Casey store in Villisca and asked for directions to the interstate. The teen was driving a white Ford Ranger and was by herself. The direction of travel after the female left Casey's is unknown at this time. Thomas, who is 5 feet 3 inches tall, is from Dallas, Texas. She weighs 122 pounds, has short, curly brown hair and brown eyes. If you see her, do not approach the teen. Instead, call your nearest law enforcement agency or 911. There is presently a search conducted for Thomas by authorities with the Clarinda Police Department, Page County Sheriff's Department, Clarinda Academy staff, and Mercy One helicopter unit. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green says his department is receiving complaints once again about scams in the area. Green said two recent incidents involved callers saying they're with a publisher's clearinghouse. Now, the PCH Fraud Protection Division says if you're ever contacted by someone claiming to represent PCH or claiming to be a PCH employee and asked to send or wire money for any reason whatsoever, including taxes, or send a prepaid gift card or Green Dot Money Pack card in order to claim a sweepstakes prize, don't do it because it's a scam. And if you're sent a check, told it's a partial prize award and asked to cash it and send a portion back to claim a full prize award, don't do that either. The check is fake, but the scam is real. In addition, Steve Green says you should never pay to receive a prize and never give out personal information over the phone. If you have any questions or concern, contact the Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening adopted on the second reading and approved on the third and final reading an amendment to the Code of Ordinances with regard to urban deer control. The Community Protection Committee had recommended several changes to the ordinance in order to make it more effective. The changes include allowing hunters who take an antlerless deer within the city limits to also take an antlered deer. It also stipulates that once a hunter has qualified to bow hunt deer in Atlantic, they will remain qualified in future years as long as the requirements are met. The council also passed the first reading of an ordinance entitled No Parking Zones with regard to U.S. Highway 6 or 7th Street on the west side of Atlantic in front of the KFC restaurant and Casey's General Store. Jim Bain, DOT District Maintenance Engineer, had indicated in a letter the city received last month that there is a reoccurring safety and maintenance problem on the shoulder of U.S. Highway 6 when vehicles park on that shoulder and interfere with the visibility of vehicles attempting to turn onto U.S. 6. Bain said, in addition, trucks that are parked on the shoulder of the road are causing damage to the area and increasing maintenance costs. Oftentimes, truck drivers park on the shoulder to grab a quick bite at Casey's or other nearby establishments. Councilman Sean Schaus questioned if establishing a no parking zone along the shoulder doesn't merely transfer the problem of damage caused by trucks to another section of the roadway and where the trucks would pull over.
And then we got the request because they said there are holes on the shoulder right here. And I'm wondering if we're being a little hasty in reacting by saying, we'll just make that pothole a no parking zone without thinking about what's the next problem that will come up once we put up those signs. We haven't done anything to solve the issue of parking for trucks at Casey's. I just wonder if we thought it through before we just react to the letter.
The council decided it would be better to try and get more input from the public, truckers, and others who are affected by the potential change before the ordinance is enacted. And the council on Wednesday approved a resolution setting building and zoning fees as recommended by the Finance Committee. That committee had recommended the lowering of permit fees for unattached garages, gazebos, sheds, decks, and other similar accessory structures over 100 square feet from 30 cents per square foot to 15 cents per square foot, but not to exceed $500. In addition, the fee for moving existing dwellings and structures to a new address will be raised from $100 to $200 due to the number of city services required to assist in making such a move possible. And that is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.